last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all over the world, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode from series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to talk about, or let's say answer, some doubts or misconceptions on the important issue of Mahdaviya or Mahdism. We actually analyzed and answered in our previous session where it was saying that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will judge based on teachings of Jewish judging system. And it was actually explained in depth. And now we want to discuss if Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will judge based on divine books except Quran. And this is a claim that was posed again by a so-called scholar in his book. And we want to ask the same question from a respected guest of the show, Sheikh Murtada Karimi from Qom Seminary Schools. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It is also mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran that in chapter Ma'idah, verse 47, that A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, وَلْيَحْكُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ. So the verse says that Ahlul Injil, the people of Injil, meaning the Christians, they need to judge according to what is revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Injil. Chapter Ma'idah, verse 47. Let me narrate some of the commentaries of great Sunni scholars on this narration. Ibn al-Kathir, one of the greatest Sunni scholars in the field of tafsir and interpretation of the Noble Book of Quran, he says that وَلْيَحْكُمْ, some people have recited the verse as وَلْيَحْكُمْ, which is a comparative form, meaning that Ahlul Injil should act and make a judgment according to the Book of Injil. So he explains the verse in that he says that it means that Ahlul Injil should believe in whatever mentioned in the Evangel, in the Book of Injil or the Gospel, and to act upon all the commands mentioned in Injil. And among them is the glad tidings for the mission of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family.
Yeah.
So this is the understanding of one of the greatest Sunni scholars, commenting on the verse 47 of chapter Ma'idah. He continues and says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Ma'idah, verse 68, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, say, O people of the book, لَسْتُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تُقِيمُ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. You have nothing to do except for you to establish the Torah for the Jewish people and the Injil for the Christians and whatever has been revealed to you.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
And also it is mentioned in chapter A'raf, verse 157, that الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيِّ, those who follow the messenger, the prophet, the unlettered prophet, الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. These people, they find the prophet in their own books, in the Torah and in the Evangel. And the verse continues. Ibn al-Kathir in his tafsir refers to the fact that وَلْيَحْكُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ, means that the Christians, those who follow the Gospel and the Injil, first of all, they need to believe in the advent of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, and then act upon the other instructions mentioned in Injil. The other Sunni scholar that I would like to narrate, the reason that I'm quoting these Sunni scholars is that what is mentioned in that Shi'i narration has been mentioned in, in
many
another
similar
way,
Sunni texts.
Yes, but also in another way in the Noble Book of Quran. And the Sunni scholars, they have commented on that verse and explained that what is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, that the Christians should act upon Injil, is that they need to act upon all the instructions in Injil. So this Wahhabi scholar is invited highly to refer to the Sunni scholars and Sunni books in this regard. So another Sunni scholar here is Abu Sa'ud. He says that acting upon Injil, which is mentioned in this narration, does not mean non-acting upon the Quran. Rather, beautifully, Quran is bringing a kind of reconciliation between acting upon Quran and acting upon the Injil. Quran requires that there is no difference whether you act upon the Noble Book of Quran or act upon the Evangel.
Oh, Sheikh, thank you very much for this explanation. Sorry for the interruption. Yes. Maybe the person, out of this doubt that is easily answered even in Sunni sources, and he could easily refer to them, wanted to say that, actually to emphasize on this point and strengthen this point, that Mahdi is not supposed to base his judgments on Islamic teachings. While we believe that all the religions will lead to Islam, and there is no difference between the religions in a sense, if a person is a true follower of Christianity, he must lead to Islamic teachings at the end of the day. So actually he wants to scatter this doubt that Mahdi is not going to come based on Islamic teachings. I think if we prove that all of the religions will lead to one, and that is Islam, inna din indallah al-Islam. So it means even Christianity is al-Islam, Judaism is also al-Islam. The question will be answered. Am I right?
That's true. I think what you mentioned is true, but also we can add that if he's going to say that why, according to this narration, Mahdi will act upon Injil and Torah, we say that why it is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran as well, that Ahlul Injil should act upon what is mentioned in the Injil.
Yeah.
So the Sunni scholars themselves, they explain that it is referring to the fact that this Injil is referring to the Injil in which the glad tidings of the advent of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family has been mentioned.
The undistorted Injil.
Exactly. And even some believe that in the distorted one as well, there are some passages which might refer to our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. There is a big discussion among the Muslim and Christian scholars about those passages in the Bible. So even in the distorted one, some people claim that we can find some, at least, allusions to the advent of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. And of course, when it comes to Talmud, some scholars again believe that there are some passages in the Talmud as well.
Wherever you be, I'll be with you, 'cause you're the one.
The other point that I think is also good to be shared is that when the narration talks about the fact that Imam Mahdi will act upon Injil for the Christians and Torah for the Jewish people, maybe they are also referring to the knowledge and ilm of the Imam, Imam of the age.
Yeah.
You see, there is a discussion about the limits of the knowledge of the Imam of the age, especially some of the fake claimants of Mahdism. They have limited the knowledge of the Imam because they themselves do not know anything about the genuine Torah. They do not know anything about the genuine Injil. Even they do not know about the distorted one. If you ask a false claimant like that one from Basra, What is the genuine Torah? He says that I have no idea. What is the genuine evangel? He says that I have no idea.
When Let's ask him if he has even once read the even distorted one.
Exactly. That is the point as well. And also when it comes to knowing the different languages of the world, he says that I know only, for example, Arabic language. So because of that, they have limited the knowledge of the Imam. They have, I mean, this, especially this false claimant, he has mentioned in his book that it is not necessary for an imam to know the content of the Torah, the Junayn one, or even the distorted one. It is not necessary for the imam to know the content of the evangel, I mean, the gospel. It is not necessary for the imam to know different languages of the world. Why? Because he himself does not know, but he claims that I am an imam. So my point is that another maybe point mentioned in these narrations is that to prove that the knowledge of Imam is not limited, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and all the other Imams, when it comes to the divine scriptures, they know all the content of all the divine scriptures, whether it is Torah, Injil, Zabur, Suhuf, whatever. So these narrations may also refer to the fact that the knowledge of the Imam, in our case Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is not limited. Rather, he is able to judge among the people of Torah with their own Torah because he knows Torah as he knows the Quran. He is able to judge among the Christians with Injil because he knows Injil as he knows the Noble Book of Quran, and the same for the people of Zabur. So this is another point that we can understand from these narrations referring to the knowledge of Imam Mahdi.
And in the cases of the narrators of the hadith from Sunni sources that you mentioned, did they really mean it to be the distorted one or the genuine undistorted one?
It is mentioned in Al-Musannaf, volume 11, page 372, that إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْمَهْدِي لَأَنَّهُ يَهْدِي لِأَمْرٍ قَدْ خُفِي. Imam Mahdi has been named as Mahdi, the guided one, because he guides the people toward an issue which is hidden, a hidden issue.
Yeah.
What is that? He mentions one example. وَيَسْتَخْرِجُ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ مِنْ أَرْضٍ يُقَالُ لَهَا أَنْطَاكِيَّةُ. He will bring the Torah and Injil from a land which is called Antakya or Antioch. As I mentioned in the other narrations, it is mentioned that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will bring the Torah and Injil from a cave in Antioch. So the point is that, as I mentioned previously, these narrations, as understood by Shia and Sunni scholars, they refer to the genuine Torah and Injil. Because if they refer to the distorted ones, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam did not need to do that, I mean, to bring another Torah and Injil from a cave or a land called Antioch. Already people, there are millions of copies of that in the hands of the people. So when these narrations talk about the fact that Imam Mahdi will bring the Torah and Injil from a cave in Antioch or from a land called Antioch, and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is guiding toward a hidden issue, it means that these are the genuine Torah and Injil. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will bring, when he reappears, he will bring the genuine Torah and Evangel, and people will come to know that this is to some extent different from the ones that are in the hands of the people, and they will realize that this one is distorted and that one is the genuine one.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh. Even the hadith is available in Sunni sources, and the brother can refer to those sources and understand what does the hadith really says. And it says that Mahdi will judge any follower of any religion based on his own beliefs, own divine book. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for staying tuned and listening to The Last Savior from IRB English Radio. We shall get back to you with another doubt or misconception to be answered on the concept of Mahdawiyah or Mahdisa. Wassalamu alaikum.
العدل والإحسان وضياء والهنون صراط المنتهى صراط المنتهى الحق والأمان وسناء والمأمول والغاية القصوى والغاية القصوى المنتقى مولى مهدي والساعة مولى مهدي المنتظر مولى مهدي.